Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Tom Wilson for the Capitals is going to join us coming up at 8:40. That season is just around the corner. Believe the regular season in the NHL starts in 1 week.
Yeah, they start in Prague. Some teams are playing overseas to start the season.
Yes. Joining us right now, like he does every Friday at this time, is John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. They can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hey, John.
Morning, fellas. By the way, I was in Prague years ago. It's a spectacularly beautiful city. It really is. I loved it.
Yeah, my daughter did a semester abroad while she was at NYU, based in Prague, which she loved because she visited, I believe, 14 countries in 3 months.
I can believe it. I mean, you know how compact Europe is. So not surprising. And I went to Prague actually for the Federation Cup, the first time Martina Navratilova went back to Czechoslovakia. After defecting, and it was an amazing week. It really was.
Hey, have we ever gotten
right on the water?
Have we ever gotten your stance on pickleball, John? Because you're a tennis guy. You cover tennis for years.
Yeah.
Are you pro or con on pickleball?
I'm sort of neither. I mean, if people want to play it, and my daughter played it, Jane played it when she was younger. Fine, I'm all for it, but I'm certainly not going to watch it on television.
Even the best players in the world, you have no interest?
No interest. No. I just don't.
Not his thing.
The doubles not my is pretty, thing. The points are incredible, you know, when they have the big points.
Yeah, so I'm guessing John will be a part of the Pickleball at the Mall media event that I'm going to today.
Yeah, he won't be there.
It's going to be canceled because of rain, you mean?
I'll meet you there, but if I'm late, you should start without.
Okay, we will. We'll be sure to do that.
You had invited him, Cakes.
Well, it's too late. I guess he just won't go.
I was so looking forward to the invite.
I'm sure.
John, we wanted to ask you your thoughts on the UNLV quarterback that just kind of decided, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm out of here. There's some dispute whether or not they had actually agreed to something or not. He says they did agree to pay him. They say they didn't. Either way, he's out of there. And I think probably for him personally, probably a good move. Somebody will see he played well, and his profile's
right,
a little higher.
3-0.
They'll probably cash out. But
he probably will.
Yeah,
he
but you know, will. Leaves his guys in the dust there.
Yeah, now that to me would be the issue. What you're doing to your teammates? I don't care about the school, or some president blathering on about student athletes. That's pretty funny now, isn't it? But this is just another step in where we're going. In college football, basketball world, with NILs, there are going to be disputes. There have already been bidding wars. There will be more of them. And this is the world we live in. And to bemoan this is it's a waste of time. It's like I'm sitting here watching it rain, and I'm what am I going to do? Complain about it? No,
there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if it'll pay off for the kid because he's going to have to live with, walking out on his teammates, although he'll probably, as you guys said, make more money than he was. He was allegedly guaranteed $100,000 at UNLV. Somebody will probably pay him more than that to go and play for them because he's a good player.
Well, it kind of depends on what the truth is. I mean, if another school finds out that he was not promised the 100 and his agent came in and just like making stuff up, do they really want to deal with that?
Who apparently is not certified in Nevada.
I mean, do they want to deal with that nonsense with him coming in? I don't know. That'd be a good question.
You know what, Jason? It only takes one. takes one.
Right.
And most of the time, as you guys know, in sports, people don't look at character. They look at talent. And he's got talent, and I'm pretty sure somebody will pick him up.
John.
Now, how much you get paid, I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
John, what is the solution to this? Because obviously, I think long-term it's untenable. Is there like a salary cap that's out there? I don't think they're ever going to be able to take away the kid's name, image, and likeness at this point. That's already been
No, because that's already been going through the courts.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Supreme Court voted 9-0. A conservative
that's
court
a win.
Voted 9-0.
Right. So what is the answer to make this just a little bit more palatable for everybody?
You know, that's a good question, and I wish I had a brilliant answer, because if I did, I'd go somewhere with it. Because the problem, here's the problem. Charlie Baker, who's now president of the NCAA, has been lobbying Congress mercilessly to try to get the kind of controls you're talking about, whether it's a cap, whether it's a limit on how much an individual kid can make or how much an entire team can make. I mean, Ohio State's football team is supposedly being paid $20 million for this season in NIL.
Yep.
And so he's you know, going the, he's an old politician. He was governor of Massachusetts. Going the route of lobbying Congress. Well, that's all well and good, but they can pass any laws they want. And the minute they pass one, somebody's going to take them to court.
Mm-hmm.
Because the courts didn't say you can have NILs up to a certain point. They didn't say you can have a limited amount of NILs. They said you own your name, image, and likeness, mm-hmm. and you can do with it what you want. And, of course, boosters and alumni, you know, all the schools have collectives now. They have full-time employees whose job is to raise money for NILs. And that's why there's so much money being handed out nowadays. So I don't see the answer being in Congress. The answer in sports is rarely in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, Charlie Baker, because this is what he knows, and this is essentially what he was hired to do, since Mark Emmert was so incredibly ineffective in every way.
Hmm.
But I don't see an answer, unless now that the other question, major question, is what are they going to do when the players become employees, which, you know, they're supposedly negotiating a deal on that right now. And they've been ordered by the courts to do that. And when the kids become employees, how do you deal with their scholarships? Because if they're employees, they're going to be taxed.
Yeah.
And that's going to be another major issue. But once that happens, maybe, you know, again, kicking and screaming, the NCAA can acknowledge a union for the athletes and work out some kind of deal that does have limitations. But that's a long way off.
Well, they get taxed now with the NIL.
The NIL, but not their scholarships.
No, I'm just saying that they've got to learn how to pay taxes with the NIL money that they're getting.
Right, but the question is, if you know, we think that generally in terms of the stars.
Mm-hmm.
The kids who are, you know, going to be drafted by the NFL or by the NBA. But most of these guys aren't going to be drafted,
correct.
Aren't going to be professionals. So the money they make, either, so the scholarship is important, because they need, they may not know it, but they do need to graduate. They do need to go to school for 4 years.
Sure.
And if they're not getting much NIL money, because these are not the guys getting the $1 million NIL money. These are guys getting, I don't know, $10,000 in NIL money. If they're taxed on their scholarships and on the NIL money, that's going to be a pretty big chunk of money.
Well, John, you wouldn't believe some of the money being thrown out to some of these athletes that I've talked to coaches
about.
Oh,
no, I would believe it, Jason.
But they're not. They've got no chance of going to the pros, and they're getting stupid money.
Right. Well, look. As you guys know, I'm teaching at Longwood now.
Mm-hmm.
Longwood is a lower-level Division I basketball program.
Yeah.
Today, if it's not rained out, they're going to hold their annual golf tournament that exists strictly to raise money for NILs, for the kids playing at Longwood.
Right.
You know, they're not going to be playing in the NBA. Some of them might play overseas if they're lucky, but NILs are everywhere. It's just a matter of how much.
John, just switching gears, I guess they're moving on in Oakland with the A's. I don't know if it's real or not, but I thought I saw a Ricky Henderson quote, which was classic, where he said something, in effect, if it was true, I don't have time to worry about it. I got too much money.
Yeah, he said I'm too rich.
to worry
that
about
it. Sounds like Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
I remember being in the clubhouse. Do you remember the old show WKRP in Cincinnati?
Sure, of course.
Yeah. And Les Nessman didn't have an office, so he drew chalk lines around his desk and said, this is my office. Ricky did that around his locker. and if you remember the meeting, you want to talk to Ricky, you had to knock on the quote-unquote door. before he would let you in, and most of the time he didn't. So Ricky's different. There's no question about that. And if you ask Ricky about it, he'll say, hey, Ricky's different. But the whole thing in Oakland is sad. I mean, John Fisher is like the Dan Snyder of baseball owners. His money's inherited. You know, he was born on third base, thought he tripled. And he didn't want to be in Oakland anymore. He wanted to be in Vegas, I guess, because Vegas is cool. And even though the city of Oakland made all sorts of attempts to, you know, work with him on building a new stadium, and he just didn't want it to happen. He took the team apart as best he could. And I think it's to a great credit to this year's team that their record is as good as it is. I mean, they easily could have been the White Sox. And they're not. They're not even going to finish last. They're going to finish ahead of the Angels, and their record is similar to the Nationals.
Yeah, equal amount of wins, yep.
Yeah, and so good for them, for those guys, for continuing to play hard and for Mark Kotze to manage them as well as they did. But I spent a lot of time in Oakland when Tony La Russa was the manager, when they were really good, the Bash Brothers, all of that. And I always liked the town. I really did. Dave Stewart, one of my favorite baseball players of all time, was on those teams. And I didn't mind the stadium. I mean, you know, it was okay. It was perfectly okay with me. But obviously what I think doesn't matter at all.
So Mike Rizzo sent C.J. Abrams down to the minors. Most people believe it's because he was seen, you know, gambling all night. Don't know if that had happened before. What did you make of that situation?
Well, first of all, clearly this was not a one-night thing.
Yeah,
you don't do this to a star player, or really any player, but certainly not to a star player.
Yeah.
You know, C.J. Abrams was their all-star this year. He did not have a good second half, but he's one of those young players who they keep talking about are going to be right in the middle of the Nats when they get good again. We're now in year five of them having losing records. But you don't do that publicly to a player, first of all, unless there's a lot more to it than one night out. And also, Rizzo went back under his desk, as he often does when things get controversial, has not commented on anything beyond Davey Martinez saying this was not related to performance. The Nationals owe their fans more than this in terms of C.J. Abrams is a public figure. The Nats are a public entity. They sell tickets. They take television money because of the fans being interested. And Rizzo owes the fans, not the media, the fans, more of an explanation than what Davey Martinez has said thus far. The Nats have never been good at handling any sort of controversy. And that's because Rizzo just wants, you know, Rizzo just wants good news, which I understand, by the way. Mm-hmm. So it's not a good look in any way for the franchise, for a star player to be. Basically what they did was they publicly humiliated them. Had nothing to do with where they were going in the standings or, you know, his last week of play this season, which is now not a week of play because this minor league season was over. So it's a bad look for everybody in this situation.
Yeah, they shamed him.
That's exactly what they did. They shamed him. They said, you're going away, and it's not because of your play, because obviously his play, even though he didn't have a good second half, was plenty good enough to still be on the major league roster to be the starting shortstop. But they said, we're gonna make you look bad. And that's exactly what they did, because we don't know why they did it. And so now wild rumors, you know, spread, which is what happens when you are not, when you don't tell people exactly what's going on.
John, you bought your Super Bowl tickets yet for the Commanders?
Oh, yeah. I got my plane reservation. Are you kidding? Yeah. I'm ready.
Hey,
look, that was an impressive performance. You know, I'm the one who always makes fun of how the media overreacts in this town to anything the Commanders do. But that was an impressive win because the Bengals desperately needed that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they had played well against the Chiefs in losing it excuse me, in losing at the buzzer the week before. And, you know, this is why I do not gamble. I thought the Commanders would beat Tampa Bay. I thought they'd lose to the Bengals. So that's why I don't go anywhere near gambling ever. But Jaden Daniels has been impressive. I mean, we can't say anything different. But 2-1 is a long way from the Super Bowl, except if you're the Washington media.
Are you more sold, though, on Jaden as a player personally than you are the team and where they may end up this year?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I like Daniels all along, as you guys know. And I think I said to you before the season started, I thought they had a chance to be a, you know, 9-8 type team and, and compete for the playoffs. But and with all the kudos that were heaped on Daniels before he played a game, I kind of rolled my eyes. But damn, he's been good. I mean, he's really been good. And the thing is, he's been good throwing the ball, not just running the ball. And we know he could run the ball, but he's really been good throwing the ball. And if I were a fan of the team, I would be very encouraged right now.
All right, John, enjoy the weekend.
You guys too. I mean, I know you're all going to be in front of your TV sets to watch the President's Cup because it's such an exciting event.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We've actually got it on in the studio behind Valdez. I mean, we're monitoring.
Well, Valdez would watch you and I play golf.
Yes, he would. He has a problem.
To be honest.
He might.
But
the Nubbers Cup.
there's nothing. I could do a whole segment on why the President's Cup should go away and why it's a waste of time. And it was best summed up by Lanny Watkins the last time they played in Australia in 1998 when he said, why are we all flying to Australia to play against a bunch of guys who play on our tour and live in Florida?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a great point.
Very good point.
Yeah. All right, John. Yeah.
Thank
all
you.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. All
yep. Right, best-selling too. Author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, where you can custom fit. They can custom fit you for new GT medals from Titleist, new Apex irons from Callaway. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, it's EB's Entertainment Page here on The Fan.